Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. That's how we win. I know, I say it every night. Actually, I say it at the beginning of every show. Because I really do. I do want you on board. I want you understanding that you can't just go spewing stuff like everybody else does. We want to be the informed ones. We want to be the ones that are perceived as the one, perceived, that, I won't say that, that actually do have the truth, and we do have the information that we need. Right? I mean, otherwise, I mean, we're what they are. I don't know, everybody got all excited, I think, about nothing, but whatever. Hunter Biden got indicted today, right? And for what? I mean, seriously, he got for probably about 15 different things that he could have gotten indicted for. They picked the most low-level item on the list, and not that I'm not grateful that they did something. Thank God they did something. They flicked the switch. They did something. I'm mostly irritated because they got him on the least. What was it with Al Capone, with all the people he killed? What was it with him? They got him on tax evasion. That's all they could get him on. Which, hey, look, whatever it takes, I get it. But now with Hunter, he's got so much more going on. And does anybody really think he's going to spend 20 minutes in jail? Anybody? I mean, seriously. And now more and more information is coming forward. And, you know, about Biden's involvement with his son, his son's businesses. I mean, seriously. Anyway, 855 real. I know. Just, it's almost all for naught, right? Really. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Again, we're back at, you know, the oversight on this stuff. Some of the Dems admit that Hunter's longtime business partner handled Biden's finances through all through his vice presidency. And why are we there now? Why now are some of the Dems coming forward? You know, some say, oh, he was, they were just a bookkeeper. Right? But here's the deal. It doesn't matter. It wasn't disclosed. Where's the money coming from? That wasn't disclosed either. And it's about time the House Democrats acknowledge, hey, we got a problem here. or there was an issue here. You guys, you know, they can't say it. Their tongues would fall off. If they ever had to say you guys were right, you know as well as I do, they'd lose. They would lose their ability to speak. Now, spokesperson for the Democrat minority of the House told a local news source that the former President Hunter's Rosemont Seneca advisors and a frequent visitor to the Obama-Biden White House served as then-Vice President Biden's bookkeeper, notably Mr. Schwerin, who served as the Vice President Biden's bookkeeper from 2009 to 2017, said that, well, he was not aware of any transactions into or out of then-Vice President's bank account related to businesses conducted by Biden's family member. Don't you think he'd be looking, going, where does this money come from? How did it get in here? What account did it come from? I mean, if you think about this again, how does a man who made a couple hundred thousand dollars a year amass millions? Yeah, it makes no sense. I mean, I always say it to you guys, and I mean it. I want to know who that stock person is. I want to invest with that stock person like he does. A White House memo included 14-page fact check of Republicans' claims made throughout this whole Biden investigation. With regard to the president's purported role in his son's foreign business dealings, right? I mean, all these things they could tie emails to, they could tie what the son said, he never rebuked it, dad never rebuked, well, dad has said he had nothing to do with it, but I don't even think he knows who he's with or what he's doing. Republicans own witnesses such as Eric Sherwin, a former business associate of Hunter, said President Biden was not involved in the business dealings. That's according to the report. In a March 2023 interview with the Republican and Democrat committees, Mr. Sherwin told the committee staff that he was not aware of any involvement by President Biden in the financial conduct of presidential relatives' businesses. The problem is that Hunter and others have already said they had to give him money. They gave him money. Well, where did their money come from? Hello? So, of course, they're going to be... You can't make that blanket statement that there's nothing there. But the individual also pointed to the frequency of Sherwin's communications with Biden and his top aides and others. So... Again, you can't have all this money going back and forth, all this information going back and forth, all these visits going back and forth and saying none of that money was mixed in there. So I'm seeing your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
One that I saw.
That makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back! Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-JOE, 855-732. 5563, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, really, seriously, so you don't truly become part of the problem. I mean, really, it truly is that simple. You're making it a lot harder than it has to be. You know, and like I said, I always love to bring on people that are much smarter than I am, and I mean much. Yeah. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week to deal with the issues of the day, all the crazy stuff that's going on. Out there, and God, I was telling you during the break, Zoe, that it seems like you can't peruse through the hottest stories, if you would, of the day, without a whole bunch of stuff against the Christian community. how churches are dying off and people aren't going to church anymore. And, you know, the, what is it, the Gen Z or Millennials or Gen ABC, whatever they are, how they're not buying into the religious hype.
Hey, just, well, you know, we've already got the news that, you know, that has told us, you know, that this is how it's going to be, the real news. And so, yeah, this stuff doesn't surprise me. And we're just back here again, man, that they're doing the same old stuff, promoting their prejudice against Christianity and Christians.
Yeah, but it's, you know, you and I study this. We know some of this stuff. We're in the news all the time, you know, watching the news and what have you. But it's the subtlety. Remember, it started off with subtleties, you know, more young people turning away from church and not big in your face stories. And you'd have one every couple of days. Well, now I'm telling you, I can't peruse the news without a half a dozen of these, you know, out there to deal with. It's quite interesting.
You know, hey, it's the industry of fake news, man. And they hate competition. They hate the competition of the real news. So,
yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's like black churches. I like this one. You know, black churches, I like the way they lay it out. Black churches in Florida have stepped up to teach non-watered-down black history.
All right.
So, you know what that's all about. I think it's simple. Right?
Yeah. I do. I don't know if they do. But the thing is, hey, if they're going to teach real black history, more power to you. If they were to actually teach real black history, that means a lot of blacks are going to become Republican.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you know, that's if they teach real black history. That's if they teach real black history.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, I thought you were talking. Well, wait a minute. They'll tell you that is real black history, right? And that I can't, being the white nationalist Christian that I am, that I can't stomach the fact that that's the true black history. And, you know, if I would just get on board, I would be a much better person. And, by the way, here, kiss my boots.
Well, see, the thing is, that's the fake history that they've been taught. But you have to be, in order to be authentically black, that's the history that you have to accept.
Yeah, right. I like that. Authentically black. That was good, yeah.
Yeah, right. Air quotes, authentically black. It's like you basically have to go by what the Democrats have conditioned them to be able to, condition them to believe. And these are the things that qualify you as being authentic black. And if you don't believe that, then you're just trying to be white. Right?
Yeah, that's always amazing. That's like, I don't know, that's like the worst sin you can have in a black community, right? Trying to be white.
Yeah. Or pretty much like any, you know, it's like if you're Mexican and trying to be white, you know, they'll call you a coconut. You know, if you're Asian or, you know, Chinese, you know, Japanese, Korean, trying to be white, you know, they call you a Twinkie or banana or something like that. You know, for us, it's Oreos. But that's that. You don't want to do that, though, because, and remember, Joe, that's the language that the Democrats started, that the same language that the Democrats was doing back then when they were fighting to keep slavery legal.
Yeah.
You know, when you see blacks today, they adopt the same language. You know, blacks who are trying to break free of this mindset of arrested development that Democrats have kept us in. You know, the few who step away from the herd, you know, they'll get chastised, they'll get ostracized. It'll be told, what are you trying to do? You trying to be white? That's for white folks. That ain't for you. Right. Well, that's what Democrats used to say to black folks back then. White Democrats. So what you doing there, boy? That's for white folks. What you trying to be white, boy?
I didn't even think about that. Oh, my God.
Yeah. You trying to be educated? You trying to learn how to read? You trying to be industrious? You know, not like you know what that means or anything, you know, because if you did know what that means you're trying to be white. You know, so, yeah. You know, blacks have carried on that same mindset and say that against each other now.
I thought that's great. That's a great thing to point out, because I really hadn't thought about that. Do you know what I'm saying?
I dig, man.
No, it's great. Seriously, it's great.
That's why I say I hope they do. I hope they do teach the real black history. Because if they did, they'd end up becoming Republicans.
Yeah. Yes. I agree with that. I have to agree with that. If it's the real stuff, yes, you're right.
If it's the real stuff.
Yeah. Right. God bless. All right. I want you to know that the official thing is that the religion is dying. Some churches now are doing same-sex blessings. And, you know, some of the... Now, what I love about... What I love about this, though, on top of it, is there are many in the gay and lesbian community going, well, too little, too late. And to push it even further, you know, the Pope is inviting all to church. Now, again, I don't agree with a lot of what he says, but he's like, you know, the church is open to everybody. And, you know, whether you're gay, lesbian, bisexual, whatever, you should be coming to hear the Word of God. All right, well, that message in the purity of itself I'm okay with. But what I love is now they're calling him a hypocrite because he won't change. This is the mainstream media. Calling him a hypocrite, you ready for this one? Because he won't update Scripture to fall in line with that, to come into the new world.
Okay. Okay.
Go ahead. Breathe first, though. Yeah.
Hey, well, the road and the gate is wide, man. And see, here's the thing about the godless and the liberals. They're saying that he needs to update Scripture, right? They're saying that they need to update Scripture. What is one of their disqualifying factors of the Bible? Is that it's always being changed.
Yeah.
Right? They said, well, the Bible's been mistranslated, it's been rewritten and all that sort of stuff. That's what they say about Scripture, disqualify it, and now they're telling him to update Scripture to fit their narrative, right? So, for a moment, I was like, hey, this is a good thing. They're stepping away from religion. I was like, fantastic. Yes, step away from religion. Follow Jesus, not a religion.
Yeah. I can't get them to distinguish between the two. I cannot get them to understand what the difference is. How could you have a relationship with Jesus? He's dead. No, actually, he's not dead. yes, I'm talking to the ghost in the closet. Got it. Right. Okay. Yeah. And anyway, all right. Joe Messina, I'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more with Alfonso Reyes when we return.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA News Update. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says the coming GOP House impeachment inquiry is not about politics. It's about getting answers for the American people.
Impeachment inquiry is not impeachment. So what impeachment inquiry is to do is to get answers to questions.
McCarthy and other House Republicans leading the Oversight and Judiciary Committees have said they'll look at credit card and bank statements for the Bidens as the inquiry commences. The White House and President Biden himself denying any wrongdoing by the president. The attorney for Hunter Biden is responding to Thursday's federal gun indictment. The indictment states that Hunter lied about his drug use while purchasing a gun at a federally licensed dealer in Delaware in October 2018. In a statement, attorney Abby Lowell questioned a handful of new charges that were added in the case. She also slammed the indictment as a political stunt spurred on by MAGA Republicans. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Jim's in your house. That was a bunch of heaven. The 855-RADIO, 855-732-5563. You know, hey, listen, get involved. Right? Get engaged. Get informed. Then go out and do something. Do not go out and do anything until you get informed, please. Seriously. All right, let me bring him on. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does pretty much every week. We talk about the issues of the day, all the crazy stuff that's going on, and what you can do to, you know, to work your way through it. And I don't know, Zoe, I don't know if we can work our way through it. You and I were talking, you know, during the break. I'm thinking, okay, that's it. I'm moving to Mars. This is, like, out of control. Seriously. Anyway. We were talking about the concerted effort. You know, it's not just a matter of some people go, yeah, it's an attack on Christianity. It's not so-called, it's not, like, overt in your face, but when you look at these news headings, and, you know, they say things like this one, you know, Christianity is dying, what next kind of thing. You know, why churches aren't stepping up the way they should. Well, that's the other thing about these titles. You have to read them and read the stories because their mindset of a church stepping up the way it should means watering down Scripture, rewriting it for today's, you know, narrative, if you would. Right? And we know that's a... That's like a major league no-no.
Absolutely, yeah. The Word of God speaks against stuff like that, giving a different prophecy than what the Lord had intended, and you know, adding the Scripture, and also to give people an idea of what happens when these, particularly in our country, and these people are mostly Democrat voters. You know, they want these rewrites and stuff like this. These this new rendition. To update, like they say the same thing about the Constitution. You know, we need to rewrite the Constitution. And I remind folks, you know, the Constitution was rewritten. The Democrats did get their rewrite. They rewrote a Constitution, and it's called the Constitution of the Confederate States. And so just to give an example, when the Democrats get their way and they get to rewrite the Constitution, that's what we end up with. You end up with a charter that makes provisions for Negro slavery is what you end up with. So this whole rewrite thing that they, you know what, Democrats, just pump your brakes, back off. All right. The Bible is perfect. The Word of God is perfect. It doesn't need a rewrite.
Hey, you and I are on the same page. Matter of fact, you tell people if you just use those two brain cells God gave you, you'd know, you'd figure out, you'd come to the conclusion, know that you can. They're called amendments. You get the rest of the country to go along with you, you do an amendment, and bang, you've, for all intents and purposes, rewritten the Constitution, if you would. But that would require, you know, thought, follow through.
Yeah. And you know, the thing is when they do make their amendments, and we don't want Democrats getting their way to make amendments. Like, say, for instance, one of the amendments that we have, you know, we've got this amendment that they like to bring up in our face all the time, that they're really proud of, the 16th Amendment, which is antithetical to the Constitution as it is. You know, it intrudes upon people's right to property. And don't get me wrong, I mean, it looked like both Democrats and Republicans have had their way with that one. And didn't do much to stop it. But, you know, here it is, you know, but once again, you don't want these rewrites. It's like, man, do you really understand what the Constitution is for? You know, and what are you basing this view that you have on it, you know, to be able to do that? So enough with the rewrites. Stop it.
Well, you know, they said, did you see that, God, I should have saved that article for you, that AI article that was all about the Bible was rewritten, you know, and the AI added scriptures to certain books for clarity, of course.
Hmm.
I'm like, oh my God, really?
Wait, are they saying the Bible was rewritten by AI?
AI has rewritten some of the books. In other words, you know, write Mark and make sure it says this, or make sure it deals with this, or highlight dealing this. And it's added scripture for clarity. In other words, God wasn't clear enough.
Okay.
We had to wait for AI so we could be safe.
Hey, folks, you know, the manuscripts are available for us to check out. You know, we have concordance on that stuff. You know, if you're not comfortable with whatever translation that may be out there, you can actually go and look at this stuff from the Hebrew into English, or the Greek into English. You can do that. And all the connotations of everything, what it means. So, you know, you might want to rely on the Holy Spirit to read the Bible than to read AI. But, hey, Joe, let me tell you something creepy, man. Have you heard of what is it? It's called a chat GP, something like that?
Yes, that's it. Same thing, yeah.
All right, so... yeah, that's probably where you got this from. So,
yep.
They asked it the question, what is Christianity?
Yep.
And it gives a really creepy answer, man. One, it's creepy because it gives a really good breakdown. It's a decent, basic, you know, statement about what Christianity is, right? But in the statement, it uses words like we and our, right? Like our Lord. Our salvation, right? It's like AI is including itself in the salvation. It's including itself. It's basically including itself in having a soul. Kind of creepy, huh?
It's more than, look it. It doesn't take a whole bunch, right? It just takes a little bit here and a little bit there. You and I used to joke about this on the other show about what did Evie? The apple. Everybody knows it was an apple, because that's kind of been the conversation. That has what's been what's creeped in, right, over the centuries.
Yeah.
And we know it's not true. We know it's not right. I'm actually, while you were talking too, I was looking, and they want to use AI to not to write a new Bible, but to modernize and rewrite the one that we have. And you're going, okay, it's pretty modern. There's nothing in there about, you know, spaceships and all this other stuff, but the language is easily understandable, and all those lessons, all that information, all that truth is held strong. Why do we need AI to clean it up? You don't know that answer, but whatever.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking about God here. Is why would they even think that we would even need a Bible or AI to clean up if God is not infallible according to what the Bible has already said?
Well, you know, they don't believe he. They don't believe that. Well, they don't believe he exists. But I always love. Don't you love when you're talking to an atheist, a solid atheist, and they throw something out at you, and you just, all you have to do, you don't even have to answer the question. You have to go, look, wait a minute. You don't believe in God. How am I supposed to answer that?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it's like they're asking for proof. It's like, okay, so you want me to prove that God exists. Okay, well, prove to me that you actually want the proof.
Yeah, I like that. I'm going to use that next time, right? Can God lift a rock that he can't pick up? No.
No. Right? Because God doesn't waste his time being stupid.
No, but when you're talking to an atheist, he's looking to go, no, because there is no God, right? God's going to create a rock.
Even better.
Stop being a jerk. Yeah, right? You know, okay, whatever. But, I mean, these are the dumb things that they do. And again, whatever. It's just amazing to me that I get into these things because I get a kick out of them. I don't do it because I'm serious about it. I mean, if you want to play the fool, I'll go along with you. I got nothing else to do, so. All right, one of the stories out of the Business Insider this week was really kind of scary. It said a human embryo grown in a lab without a sperm or egg could be a revolutionary new way to test medicines that help prevent miscarriage and genetic disease. Now, I want you to think about that. Now, let that sink in, people, right? No sperm, no egg. They've created the embryo. I don't know how. The model embryo released. Now, see, they've already done it. They've already been playing in this area. So the modern embryo released the same hormones that trigger positive pregnancy tests. And researchers hope to use this model to understand early development, miscarriage, and genetic disease. No, it won't stop there, number one. You and I both know that. There'll be some kind of fake uterus implanted in a fake female to produce a fake baby. But that's beside the point.
Yeah.
But this is the ultimate goal, right? To play God. I can design a baby with the color eyes you want, the color skin you want, the color hair you want, height, weight, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah, sad stuff. You know? And the thing is, and they think that they can actually do this. Like, dude, but you do understand all the leaps that you have to make to go outside of nature to make that happen. Yep. It's not natural. It's not natural for us to do that.
Hang tight. We're going for a commercial. Come back. I do want to finish up with that because I think that's a pretty serious and dangerous leap. Be back in a bit. People, don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Donald Trump warned America. The U.S. dollar is under attack, and it's becoming less and less valuable by the day. Hyperinflation and speculation is killing your retirement. Don't leave your money sitting in cash. It's time you diversified and protected your future with physical precious metals. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and get your free digital dollar survival kit and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver today. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 to get your free digital dollar survival kit, and you may qualify for $1,000 in free silver. Advantage Gold is the number one rated gold and silver company in America. Your future is precious. Protect it today when you call Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000 now.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
That's 800-900-8000.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Been established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Welcome to your host. Always a pleasure to have you. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week. Always appreciate his time with me. All right. I got to have a little fun with you before I go to this next story. So somebody in the chat room says they're having fresh, frozen something or other, right? And there are some phrases that drive me nuts. And one of them are things like hot water heater. Why would you want to heat hot water? Okay? I mean, I don't get that. And fresh frozen, I don't know, fresh to me is I go out to the backyard and I grab a cucumber off the vine and bring in the house and cut it up. That to me is fresh. And I'm just having some fun, so people just lighten up. But
yeah, well, you know, it's to help, it's to, you know, I guess help people forget that it was frozen. You got to throw the fresh in there. You know, it's frozen, but it's fresh.
Jokes. I got this fresh halibut. It's in the freezer. Let me get it. Well, okay. How long has it been in the freezer? You know, the weekend? I don't get it. It's not fresh.
Well, it was frozen fresh, you know?
Yeah. And it's not homemade when you pull it out of the box and heat it up in the microwave, okay? Stop it. Just because the microwave's in your house.
Look for the good.
Anyway, all right. I'll stop. So this trad wife thing is kind of making its rounds. Have you heard about this? Traditional wife. What they refer to as a traditional wife, right? And the article reads, a lot of them were raised in the cult of conservative Christianity. The trade wife trend and the dangers it possesses to submissive women. So, apparently, a lot of them were raised in, and if you're submissive, that's dangerous. He goes on to say that these women are openly contesting the principles of feminism. They're embracing a more traditional role as homemakers, chronicling their experiences online, which is leading young girls to follow suit. Can't have that now. So now they're called trad wives, traditional wives, right? And they're saying, well, after all, traditional housewives have already existed for generations. However, the contemporary twist lies in the digital age where these women now are, you know, they're making, I mean, we can put women half naked in a bathing suit, right, and on the internet, and that's cool and whatever. But according to the article, I'm trying to shorten it. If she makes some kind of casserole, some kind of big dinner, what have you, wants to show it off, that's weird, and they shouldn't be doing that, and they shouldn't be encouraging girls to do that kind of stuff. I just love it. It's just like everything that could be natural, that could be something a woman who wants to do, who she wants to do with her time, what she wants to do with her body, yeah, not really okay if they're showing you what a home life is like, right?
Yeah, it's like, dang, it's a woman to be valued by a man. You don't want to do that. Or a woman who, and when I say valued by a man, it's like, you know, how, like, what's that girl, Rachel Ziegler, playing Snow White, right?
Oh, yeah.
There's not going to be some men. Don't need men. It's like, okay, so basically you don't want to be valued, right? The man who risked his life to come save you. Women aren't worth, they can save themselves. They're not worth saving, or they're not worth investing any energy into or anything like that. They're not worth anything. And that's basically what they're saying. It's not worth it because I guess they value themselves. Funny how these women who claim to value themselves seem really flippin' lonely and bitter. Angry, right? So, and it's funny because in the left wing culture, they're the ones celebrating the whole baby mama, you know, dynamic, you know, where they've got it's the women that they have that are barefoot and pregnant, you know, and talking about how they don't need a man and stuff like that, and we're strong and independent. Now, where's my WIC coupon at? Where do I go get my EBT? It's like as they've made the government their husband and whatnot to supplement. So it's funny how these women are talking about this independence, and it's everything but, and they scorn women who actually want to, you know, be the counterpart to the man and be valued.
Years ago, I did a story on the show, and I don't know if you were on at the time or not. There was this woman out of Florida, and she was talking about how hard it is to live on the money that the government gives her. And in the interview, and this is a left-wing interviewer, so you totally out of touch. Dude, she had 15 kids. No exaggeration. 15 children. And she's like, who's going to pay for these kids? I can't afford these kids. I need more money. And I'm thinking, first of all, where's daddy? That's number one. I'm not your daddy. I'm not their daddy. Why should I have to pay for those kids? And did you really think that maybe, I don't know, I'm just guessing here, maybe at 7 or 8, you could have figured out how this was happening and that you weren't getting the money you needed, and maybe you might have wanted to stop for a while. What do you think? I don't know. I'm just throwing something out there for you.
Right.
She was mad that the government wouldn't step up and give her the money she needed. I mean, the only thing that was missing was her in a living room with new furniture and a plasma up on the wall. You know what I'm saying? It was all that was missing out of that whole thing.
Bizarre, man. Yeah, you do have people out there who feel like it's not only the government's job to pay for the kids that they made the choice to have, even when people go into work, they want to be paid according to how many kids they have, not according to their productivity or whatever their skill level is, but according to how many kids they have. I tell you what, man, my 15, that seems like a lot of kids. My mom is a daughter of 16 kids, right? Ooh. Yeah, yeah. And the thing is, and they lived on a farm. My grandparents, they didn't have kids. They had employees. It's like, by the time they were like old enough to walk, they were put out in the fields. All right. So.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I get you. Okay. We didn't have fields, but there were a bunch of us too. And all of us, my cousins, myself, we were all working at our family's businesses. No matter what that business was, we were there. You know, doing stuff. I learned how to do shipping and folding T-shirts and put them in boxes at a very young age. My dad used to make extra money on the weekends. Check this out. At a laundromat, folding towels. So when he'd pick me up on Sunday afternoon, we'd go there, we'd fold towels for 2 hours. And then, you know, it just whatever. Terrible. Nasty. Yeah, anyhow.
Yeah.
But
I was definitely a generation behind that, man. All I had to do was look good.
No, you
that
baby,
was a hard
though,
job.
Right? Don't you have sisters?
I do. I have three older sisters, man. I'm the youngest,
yeah, you
and I'm the only boy.
Yeah.
That's why I'm so messed up.
You were pampered. No question about it.
I was.
Your wife is a saint, I'm sure. Anyway. I got to imagine you probably got calls from your sister going, what are you doing to him?
I was basically like Joseph, man. I was the Joseph of the family. Instead of having, like, nine or ten older brothers my man sucks. Older brothers, I had three older sisters, and that was enough. Right, and I know that they was looking for a way to throw me in a ditch and sell me into slavery.
Yeah, who's watching them tonight? I got a date. No, you forget the date. You're watching your brother. Take them with you. All right. So these trad wives, right? They claim to uphold feminism. The feminists are going nuts, you know, because you're not being you're really not because you're asserting that your husbands must always come first if you want a happy marriage. That doesn't fall in line with feminism. I just love this stuff. Because here you have women who claim to be feminists, who love their lives at home. They're like, well, wait a minute. You gave me the right, or you gave me the ability to work if I wanted to. Well, I don't want to. I'm exercising my feminist rights, and you're mad at me.
Yeah. Yeah. What's the characteristics of a woman? It's her right to be able to change her mind. So why are they getting mad if these women are changing their mind? You know, and the thing is, you know, the woman being is now in this cult of Christianity, they're leaving things out. The woman submitting to the man. It's mutual submission because the man is supposed to submit to the woman. Just as she has authority over my body, I have authority over hers. Right. It's mutual. And so. The woman, this thing about she doesn't have to work. In this cult of Christianity, women work. All right. Say, for instance, the Proverbs 31 woman. Basically, the woman does the administrative heavy lifting.
Yep.
You know, and the husband is the hunter gatherer who goes and gets the resources. And the woman is the one who's wise enough to know what to do with it to maintain the household. Right. So.
Yeah,
you know she's got to be she learns how to be skilled in different things. Like I said, administratively, sometimes medicinally, you know, in the legalities of things, in managing her husband's affairs. You know what is to frown on about that?
It's too happy. I mean, it's too happy for them, right?
Yeah,
They even say, they go through the article, and some of the things they talk about, you just, it's so hilarious. These women have to be oppressed. Why do they have to be oppressed? You know, and they say it's not really about challenging social norms. Some of it is about the fact that women have a harder time getting jobs than men, and this is a battle against insecurities, and so the man will take care of them, or should, so they're... And you're going, why do you have to belittle this? What's wrong with that? We're supposed to be the providers. We're supposed to take care of our wives, our kids, or whatever. And you find offense with that? All right. I talked too long. I've got to go. Where do people find your music and find the anti-fuddy-duddy Bible studies, Zoloft and Zofia and Dick?
Thanks, man. It's at bronzeserpentmedia.com. And like you said, that's where you can find my music and my commentaries and content.
Yep. All good stuff there. You gotta check out the anti-fuddy-duddy Bible studies. Joe, the senior host. Dr. B coming up in the next hour. People, don't go too far. You'll miss it.
And we'll see you tomorrow.